I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ahoy, me hearties! Ahar! Welcome aboard the SS Fashion, the trendiest ship that ever did sail these seven seas. Ahar! Ahar, shut up, Ian. We salty men and women are off to find the most stylish capes in the world. From the silk capes of Thailand, to the tartan capes of Scotland. Today, we be in London Harbour. And we're joined by a very special guest. She knows capes better than anyone. She looks at the capes with her eyes. She strokes them with her hands. She be the Cape Lady. That be what they call her in Amsterdam. In Peru, she be known as Little Miss Cape. But you'll know her as fashion designer and social media wizard, Charlie May. Ahar! Welcome aboard, Charlie May. Will you have some rum?
Thank you so much for having me. I would love some rum.
Have the rum.
Thank you.
Shut up, Ian. Is that good rum?
Delicious, thank
that's,
you.
That's good. Now, I believe you be in the fashion business.
I am, yes. I have my own fashion label since 2011.
Oh, well, tell me about London. Tell me about your fashion label and your fancy ways.
So I've been working on my women's wear line since 2011. Specializing in sort of
in
denim,
capes.
Knitwear, and outerwear.
And these are
not
all capes.
No, not capes. Everything but capes, I would say.
Well,
what's interesting is the cape has evolved over the years. They are now coats. Trench coats, woolen coats, pea coats, cropped coats, denim coats.
Quiet there, lady. I do not like this talk of the coat. I am only interested in the cape.
Cape!
See, even my parrot likes a cape. Isn't that right, Ian?
Cape!
Consider making a parrot a cape?
I could easily make your parrot a cape.
Not out of a parrot. Would you make a cape for
I could make a parrot cape, or I could make a cape for a parrot.
He's looking a little bit disturbed at this point. Right, now I should warn
a
you
fine
about
feather
him.
Cape.
Just, I'm going to have to put a hood over his head. Just, that's all right. It's night time now, Ian. It's night time. Go to sleep. So tell me about the capes that you are making. These capes that you make in your fashion house. I don't know what that would look like. Probably like a boat. But on the land, you probably got, 60 to 70 people, and they are all making, all at once, they be making capes.
So we do specialise in autumn-winter wears.
In capes.
So we have many coats.
Capes.
And
are they capes?
Some coats have capes.
Right, let's not talk about the coats. We're not interested in the coats. Cape Tin Fashion is not a coat man. He is not Coat Tin Fashion. He is Cape Tin Fashion. Have you brought a cape for Cape Tin Fashion to see? Have you brought a cape with you?
Yes, I have one here from the history chest.
The history chest? You've got it. Oh, you have a history chest. And what do you keep in your history chest?
We like to take lots of inspiration from historical garments to produce for our main line.
What kind of historical garments are you taking inspiration from? I suppose mainly they be what? Let's randomly think of an example that you might be using here. I suppose perhaps a cape?
Well, the humble cape is from a very simplistic design.
No, I want to stop you. There is nothing humble or simplistic about the cape. A man can wear a cape and he can walk down the bow of his ship towards the poop deck and he can feel like he is commanding the respect of his men. Can you do that
right.
And say a pair of trousers? No, you cannot. It is the cape that commands the respect.
But in a good modern coat with strong shoulders and a good lapel.
Ways, your fancy modern ways, they are nothing on the sea. The sea is a life of adventure. The sea is a life, mainly the sea is a life of capes. Now I tell you something, madam. I have two of my finest lads, my fine, strong, burly lads. They be called David and they be called Max. Good seafaring names, Max and David. And I did put them in a little rowing boat, I did. And they set sail into London town in their rowing boat to discover more about the capes. And they have a little story about the power of capes for us to hear. Arr.
The history of capes is long and distinguished, like a cape. From kings of old to superheroes of a silver screen, capes represent power and authority.
But what place do these undoubtedly majestic garments have in our modern world of 9-to-5s, dating apps, and odd emojis? This week on Caped in Fashion, we ask the question, are there any day-to-day scenarios that cannot be improved with a cape?
To make this experiment 100% fair and balanced, I, Max, will be wearing a cape, whereas my colleague David will not. Let's find out how our experiences differ.
I've just walked from one end of the street to another, and as far as I can tell, nobody really looked at me or paid me any attention. I was essentially invisible, just another faceless man dressed in ordinary seafaring attire. Yeah, I could have been anyone.
Wow, that was not my experience at all. I strode down the narrow street like a colossus, my golden cape shimmering in the wind behind me. Men and women of all ages stopped what they were doing just to behold my splendor and bask in my glory. Cars screeched to a halt, dogs stood on their hind legs to get a better look, birds flew into windows, babies ceased their crying and gazed up at me in wonder.
So, two noticeably different experiences then. Next up, a situation that requires a little more social engagement. Yeah, so we're just outside the restaurant now. It was very pleasant. I ordered a cheese pizza. It was good. Can't go wrong with pizza, can you? Had some wine, glass of the house red. My date was very nice. I think we've gone on okay. Thought they were really funny. Might have turned one or two heads at one point just from laughing so loud. But apart from that, nobody looked at us. The staff were really friendly and overall, I think it was good. A good date. Yeah. Yeah, I was left thinking this might go somewhere. Maybe. I mean, it can't, because the SS Fashion sets sail tomorrow, but, well, what could have been, eh? So, Max?
The piddling restaurant was brought to a standstill by my arrival. I swept in, decanting another lesser patron from his chair and brushing the remnants of his meal onto the floor, where he crawled in wonder and devotion. I ordered the lobster bisque and their finest Italian chocolate liqueur and a straw to drink from the bottle with. My date sat in stunned silence as I regaled her with tales of adventure on the high seas and swished my cape in front of her. She was too awestruck to even begin her meal, and so I finished it for her, laughing through the food and swishing my cape in wider, faster circles. By the time we left, the other customers had all scattered, many of them in tears, overcome by my resplendent beauty. I expect my date to call back any day now.
Okay. Huh.
Quite a significant difference in our dates there. Mm. The cape was definitely changing how people interacted with us. Next, we go somewhere with a little more pomp and ceremony.
It was a beautiful service. Really moving. And such a fitting send-off for a person who, as I understand it, lived a very rich and colourful life. I was a little shocked when I was invited to come up and say a few words. I wasn't expecting that. You know, it's not like I ever met the deceased, but I talked about how touched I was by the stories that were being shared of this remarkable individual, and, you know, there was some tears, there were some hugs. It was nice. Everyone was really nice. I did feel a little awkward about being there at the funeral in the first place. Maybe not appropriate for a light-hearted segment in a fashion podcast, but actually, it was okay. It was okay. So, how was your experience?
It was a little awkward.
Ahar, Max and David there, with an excellent tale of the world of capes. An extra tot of rum for them when they reboard the SS Fashion. Ha ha! Have you enjoyed your time aboard the SS Fashion, Charlie May?
I have indeed. Thank you so much for having me.
That is wonderful. And now it is time to walk the plank.
What? You can't do that.
That's how we end every show.
No.
Ahar. Yes, off with her. Go on. Ian. Take her to the plank.
No, Ian, no.
Next time on Captain Fashion, we visit the secret shadow temple of the Aztecs.
Where's the amulet? Who has the amulet?
Oh, no. The skulls are in the wrong order.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.